T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. We welcome in for the second time in a couple of weeks, 4th District U.S. Representative Jim Hines. Congressman Joe and Ray, good morning. How are
you? Morning.
Good morning, guys.
Obviously, Fairfield County, your district, has been the state hotspot as far as the pandemic is concerned. What's the latest update you can give us from down there? And how is the mood, Congressman, of people in your district?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. We've got probably, you know, about a fifth of the population down here in my congressional district, which is basically Fairfield County, and we've got probably two-thirds of the cases and just under two-thirds of the fatalities from the coronavirus. So there's a lot of fear down here. But, you know, just as is true everywhere else, you know, our hospitals are heroic doctors and nurses, you know, who looks like they're going to get some relief with the construction of, you know, National Guard and others helping to build some additional beds and whatnot. You know, there's a lot of fear, but just like everywhere else, we've got story after story of people doing absolutely heroic things. And of course, you know, we're hoping that in the next week or so, some of the shortages that the hospitals are experiencing and personal protective equipment may and other stuff may begin to ease up a little bit. But it's pretty rough down here.
Representative Himes, I just promoted you. Representative Himes, what are you hearing from your hospitals? Are they getting swamped, or what's going on down there?
You know, my sense is from talking to them that they're okay for the moment, but you know, the curve is still pretty steep of new.
Uh-oh.
You know, kind of 2 to 3 days away from being out of protective equipment. The beds are starting to fill up, which is why you're seeing, and this isn't just true in Fairfield County, all over the state, you're seeing the Army Corps of Engineers and the National Guard building additional capacity. So there's anxiety, but we're not quite yet at capacity on the hospitals here.
Okay. I know I read this morning, Congressman, that they're looking at Webster Bank Arena. They haven't done anything with it yet, as a potential spot like the Javits Center is in New York to house either COVID patients or hospital patients who don't have the pandemic, or perhaps even doctors and nurses. What kind of a big undertaking would that be?
Well, it's pretty big, I'll tell you. I mean, it's not it's a job, but it's not a massive job to put, as you've seen. You've probably seen the pictures of Javits Center
right,
and elsewhere to actually set up the beds and that kind of stuff. But actually managing that, I mean, if you think about it, the city of Bridgeport has two hospitals, St. Vincent's and Bridgeport Hospital,
right.
You know, and how you manage that, because now doctors and professionals need to be over there, and, you know, they need to divide up their people. So, it's a big deal. And, of course, you know, throughout, you don't want the quality of the care to drop. I mean, just because there's dozens and dozens of coronavirus patients coming in the door, that doesn't mean that you're not seeing your usual chest pains and strokes and that kind of thing. So it's a huge management undertaking. And of course, our hospitals don't ever want to let the quality of their service for people drop.
And I know this is hypothetical at this moment, because Joe kind of brought this up, though. And that is, you know, if you used Webster Bank Arena, what would go there? Would that be critically ill people, or would that be just, you know, as you mentioned, you know, the run-of-the-mill patient?
Yeah, my sense is, and I'm always hesitant to answer questions that are medically related, but, you know, for example, we all saw those incredible pictures of the USS Comfort coming into New York Harbor yesterday. That ship, which is obviously just a floating hospital, a lot of beds and healthcare professionals, that's going to be used for non-COVID cases, right?
Okay.
You know, these external facilities, they're not intensive care units, which at the end of the day, if somebody really goes critical with coronavirus, that's what they need. So the honest answer to your question is I'm not sure how they're going to divide up
that
space.
Okay, it's up to them.
But traditionally, that's been used for your, you know, your less severe non-COVID cases.
Talking to 4th District Congressman Jim Himes down in Fairfield County. Congressman, what's the sense of your constituents concerning people coming in from New York? I mean, we see the governor of Rhode Island basically putting up a virtual roadblock, checking cars with New York plates coming in to her state and making them self-quarantine for 14 days. Do people have that same feeling in your area, or because you're so close to New York, they feel differently about it?
Well, no, I would tell you there's a mix of opinions down here. We're partly the epicenter because we are close to New York. Right? There's plenty of folks that have apartments in New York that also have homes down here in Fairfield County. So one of the reasons, of course, that we have the caseload that we do is because we probably get more traffic coming in from New York than the rest of the state. But, you know, I also think people understand. I mean, there's a reason why the president didn't put the tri-state no-travel ban in place, because his medical professionals told him that that would be far more disruptive than it would be helpful. And I think at the end of the day, people understand down here that, you know, we already have a lot of cases. And it's not like if you're stopping people from coming across the border that are just on their way to Rhode Island or that are on their way to their weekend house or whatever it might be. That's actually not going to do much relative to the number of cases that we already have. And of course, you know, boy, talk about a potential economic nightmare. You know, there's all kinds of people who commute back and forth to New York down here. You know, an awful lot of our cargo traffic comes through here, including to the rest of the state. So, I mean, there's a reason why the president, when he listened to the experts, decided not to do it, because it would end up causing a lot more harm than good.
You know, and the other thing that I, and, you know, as you know, a number of the areas down there in Fairfield County, a lot of the towns, South Norwalk comes to mind, Sono, a lot of restaurants. I mean, there are a lot of people who've lost their jobs.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Everywhere. Lots of people out of work, and, you know, our neighbors are all ordering Uber Eats and ordering food. But, you know, I've talked to restaurant owners, and that replaces, you know, something like somewhere between 10% and 20% of their income. So yeah, and people forget. Look, Fairfield County, where I guess we're known as the Gold Coast, but we got an awful lot of people who struggle down here, particularly in our cities. Yeah. You mentioned Norwalk and Bridgeport and Stamford. Those tend to be people who are working in restaurants or working in places where they have now lost their job. So yeah, no, we're feeling it, no question about it.
And finally, you were part of the bipartisan House delegation that approved the resolution, and I was fascinated to read this morning that it was a bill originally put in by your colleague Mr. Courtney that a year and a half ago that turned into the House resolution that passed the economic, they don't want to call it stimulus, but the economic aid package.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it was originally Joe Courtney's healthcare insurance, health insurance.
It was.
Joe, what did I say? He skated to where the puck was, no doubt about it.
Well,
I don't
Congressman,
think he ever imagined it would be a $2 trillion biggest bill ever passed in the history of the country. But
no, I don't think that was the intention. Well, Congressman, thank you for jumping on with us. Stay safe. Good luck to everybody down there, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Right, stay in touch.
4th District Representative Jim Himes. And look, that is the epicenter down in Fairfield County for our state.
For the state.
You know, for its people have to take great precautions to make sure that they stay safe everywhere, but especially in Fairfield County.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.